Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to you. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. As a child, I remember the times that I got in trouble for things that I did, took the punishment, and it was kind of an tit-for-tat thing, and I never thought about it. Only one time in my childhood do I remember when I was falsely accused of something, and I remember the outrage and the pain of being falsely accused. I want to talk about something that is not child's play. As a minister of a church in Ohio, I had a man write me saying, "I notice about all of the hope that you talk about at Easter time. I wonder, what does hope have to do with someone who is sitting on death row?" I wrote back immediately and said, "I think we need to talk." And I went through all of the hoops of getting the paperwork done. And I went to see a man who was falsely accused of a crime over 40 years ago. Now, how do I know of his innocence? It's because he was exonerated years after I met him by DNA evidence. And he was out for a 2.5-year period. I performed his wedding. I watched him at home enter into a new life of responsibility and love for his extended family. And he was headed toward a new trial that would exonerate him based on the evidence of DNA. And then came a technicality. My friend Tony Aponovich was supposed to request the DNA hearing, not his lawyer, Dale Bache, a federal defender. Because of that technicality, Tony was supposed to do it, not Dale. Because of that technicality, they placed Tony back on death row, where he sits right now. And right now, Republicans, Democrats, and independents all over the nation are outraged by this miscarriage of justice and are seeking the attention of the governor of the state of Ohio to give Tony clemency for a crime he did not do and was cleared of by DNA. Please listen to Tony in his own voice.
Imagine being accused of a rape and murder you did not commit. Imagine being taken from your loved ones, thrown in jail, put on trial and made into a monster by prosecutors who hid proof of your innocence. Imagine the word guilty ringing through your ears as you're sentenced to death. Imagine living on death row for 32 years. Imagine being freed when new DNA evidence proves your innocence, walking out of jail a free man, and finally hugging the family you love. And after 2.5 years, imagine it all being taken away as U.S. Marshals take you from your home and leave you sitting in a dark cell on death row once again because of nothing but a technicality. I don't have to imagine. I am Tony Aponovich. I am an innocent man, and I just want to go home again. Please imagine what you can do.
Please forward Tony's voice to as many people as possible until the day that we greet him walking out to embrace the life that was taken away from him because of false accusations. This is Richard Wing, and I urge you to get the word out about my friend Tony. I'm wishing all of you and Tony the very best.